The spring allergy season is upon us. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. You can join us with a question or a comment. We'd love to hear from you this hour. And I'm kind of multitasking here because I got an app on my phone which traces the progress of my training partner this summer. We've taken some really great long bike rides this summer and trained together. And she is doing a half Ironman today under some challenging conditions. It's windy and drizzly out here in the Northeast. She's at Jones Beach. And she's now embarking on mile 5 of the final leg of the swim, bike, run. Mile 5 means she only has 8 miles to go. It's a 13-mile run, a half marathon. But she's chugging along, and she will be out there running for the entirety of this program and will finish thereafter. But kudos to her for doing it. I'm charting her progress. And she is about to become an Iron Woman. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item, I confess, I'm a muscle head. I exercise and I lift weights in the gym. In fact, I lifted weights this morning. And I think that strength training is an important aspect of maintaining health, especially past a certain age, because as you reach a certain age, you lose muscle mass, and loss of muscle mass is called sarcopenia, very much associated with loss of blood sugar control, also frailty, susceptibility to falls, and no, it's not just about low bone density when it comes to fractures. It also has to do with if you're ungainly, if you have poor balance. I was walking along the sidewalk yesterday, and there are a lot of people around because it's the United Nations this week, and there was a barrier, and I turned to look at some demonstrators, and I tripped over the barrier, but I managed to catch myself, and I thought, this is good. I can still do that at the age of 70-plus, but I just wonder if, you know, I had been in less good physical condition, if I wouldn't have taken a potentially damaging fall because of an obstacle, but quick reflexes and adequate muscle strength can fend off a potential injury. So one of the things that I take as part of my regimen is creatine. And creatine is thought to be for muscle heads, right? You know, it's good for your muscles. Creatine is important for muscle strength. And there's plenty of studies that suggest that it somewhat increases muscle strength. No, it's not some magical elixir that's going to take you up by double digits and increase your abilities. But I'm progressively increasing the amount of weight that I'm doing. And you know, part of that is just, you know, more regularly weight training. But I do attribute that, some of that, to daily use of creatine. And you got to take a lot. You got to take about 5 grams per day. That's 5,000 milligrams. So it's hard to take pills. I take the powder. I put it in a shake. And I think it's making a difference. And here's an ancillary benefit that has not really been foreseen with creatine. And that's why I say I'm a muscle head, because it's actually helping my brain, according to the latest research. Creatine supplementation can increase brain creatine content, which over time may help explain its promising effects on brain health and function, according to a recent review. Creatine supplementation has been shown to improve measures of cognition and memory, primarily in aging adults. It maybe doesn't do much for, you know, your average 20-year-old. It's going to help their muscles, but their brains, you know, probably don't need a lot of creatine. But as you age, your brain metabolism may slow down, and creatine may be something that helps support mitochondrial function in the brain. Creatine is responsible for helping the body utilize fat for energy. According to the studies, it also may decrease symptoms of sleep deprivation in human and animal populations. They say creatine supplementation also shows promise for alleviating some symptoms of traumatic brain injury, including concussion. And I'm told that if you have a concussion, you need to take more, not just 5 grams, but maybe 20, 30 grams. That's what, you know, it's 15 grams per tablespoon. So you got to take 2 to 4 tablespoons of creatine per day if you're going to address a brain injury or a concussion. That, along with fish oil and CBD, is part of a concussion protocol. So interesting. In one of the latest reviews, researchers reported that creatine supplementation improved memory performance in healthy individuals, but particularly in older adults, suggesting that brain creatine content may decline with age, and therefore older adults may be more responsive to creatine supplementation. So very interesting research on creatine. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, you get big vats in the GNC, and you think of it as, you know, that's just for muscle heads. That's for, you know, guys who want to bodybuild. But creatine may be a useful supplement for fending off sarcopenia, but also with ancillary brain benefits. That's a beneficial side effect. 877-726-8255. That number available to you 24/7, 365. And somebody has called in and recorded this question.
I have a question about B complex. I've given up taking B complex because it upsets my stomach. Could you advise me on a product, B complex, that is good for people with sensitive stomachs?
Okay, that is interesting, because mostly people tolerate B complex supplements. But I can think of a reason why you might have gastro problems with a B vitamin supplement, because the B vitamin supplements contain B1, which is thiamine, B2, which is riboflavin, B3, which is niacin or nicotinamide, and also folate, B12, B6, pyridoxin, biotin, you know, full complement of things. So what's the culprit there? And is it possible to take a B complex minus the most likely culprit? And the most likely culprit is niacin. So if you contain if you take a supplement that's high in niacin, and usually this doesn't happen with the type of B3, which is niacinamide, that is less likely to cause problems. My suggestion would be to take something like a B12, B6 folate combo. And these are what are called methyl donors. They're useful B vitamins. They're absent. Sometimes there's a little riboflavin in these formulas, but that's okay. Usually it doesn't cause stomach problems. I would eliminate the niacin or the vitamin B3 from your supplementation. First of all, not that many people are deficient in niacin. Yeah, there is a nutritional deficiency disease called pellagra, which develops on terrible diets. It used to be the scourge of the South when people subsisted on corn grits and, you know, got very little food. But these days, pellagra or niacin deficiency is uncommon. And you might do well with a B complex that doesn't have the culprit ingredient, which is niacin. That could be part of the problem. 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And a reminder, you can use that number anytime you like during the week. We encourage that. Call 877-726-8255 and record a question. And we'll take some of those additional recorded questions later. But let's talk a little bit about ChatGPT. ChatGPT, it's kind of like the answer man in your phone or in your computer, and you can ask ChatGPT all kinds of questions, and they'll come up with answers. They'll even write your term papers for you if you're in high school or in college. And it's a remarkable capability. When it comes to medicine, they actually did a study that shows that in terms of offering people advice about simple problems, ChatGPT did a better job than a panel of doctors. So if you say, you know, what are the possibilities? I have a headache. They can give you an encyclopedic readout of possibilities, and their bedside manner is even better than with many impatient doctors. So what happens when you look for cancer guidelines? In the world of cancer, there are a lot of options of when you have prostate cancer, should you do radiation? Should you do surgery? Should you freeze it? Should you do watchful waiting? There's all kinds of options. And then there's, you know, all kinds of options for complicated cancers. Should I go to the Mayo Clinic because they're doing a clinical trial with the latest, greatest cancer drug? What do I do for this glioblastoma? Is there a place which can offer me the most advanced possible care for this hard-to-treat cancer? So if you ask ChatGPT, what's going to happen? Well, a group of doctors at Mass General Brigham Hospital, it's a hospital of Harvard University, in the Department of Radiation Oncology, did an evaluation of how ChatGPT did when you pose the question, what should I do about my cancer? And people, you know, can give all kinds of details, some clinical details about the cancer, the stage, et cetera, enter it into ChatGPT, and then ChatGPT spits out some options. And so what they found was pretty interesting. Nearly all the responses, 98%, included at least one treatment approach that agreed with the NCCN guidelines. The NCCN is the National Comprehensive Cancer Network, which is kind of a clearinghouse for all the various approaches to cancer. So they at least included at least one plausible treatment approach that agreed with guidelines. What was not so good was the fact that in 12.5% of cases, ChatGPT produced what are called hallucinations, which is a term that describes when ChatGPT makes it up. It just makes it up. It's like a mishmash of stuff that they call from the internet that doesn't make any sense at all. So in 12.5% of cases, ChatGPT produced hallucinations or a treatment recommendation entirely absent from NCCN guidelines. So this is something that data scientists are going to have to address, because ChatGPT is a marvelous tool, but it, like a person on drugs, it can hallucinate, and it doesn't have the critical abilities to self-manage the things that it spits out. So we're going to have to hone the skills of ChatGPT. Yeah, it's a great repository of information, but when it comes to getting your cancer recommendations, you're better off talking to a real qualified health professional. 877-726-8255, our number. You know, I'm a big proponent of CBD, that's cannabidiol, to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. I just did a great interview with Lex Pelger of CV Sciences, who shared a lot of amazing information about the benefits, not just of CBD, but of all the different compounds that you get when you use a hemp-derived product. There's the entourage effect that's brought in when we bring in things like beta-carotenoid and CBN and other related compounds. The CBD brand that I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection. It's a sleep gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, which are rich and bold, the highest allowable by law. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve sleep gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science, clinically researched active ingredients. So to learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies. We really want you to try them. So we're offering 30% off with the coupon code Hoffman30. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code Hoffman10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com and use code Hoffman10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. a worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I just checked my triathlon app, and my training buddy, Angie, is approaching the halfway mark on her 13-mile run leg of the half Ironman out at Jones Beach. It's an amazing app because it tells me exactly where she is on the course, and she's about to get into the final leg of her triathlon. So more power to her, and I'm going to keep my eye on the app. 877-726-8255, our number. We got a call from Carol in New York. Welcome.
Hi. I listen to you all the time, and today I'm calling for my husband. He asked me to call you. Before you were talking about blood sugar level. Now, what he would like to know, he's taking berberine for his blood sugar level, but how much berberine should he be taking?
Which is good. Berberine is helpful. Berberine is an extract. Formerly, they got it from Golden Seal. Now they get it from Oregon Graperoot. It's a very interesting compound because it has effects that are similar to metformin, which is a diabetes drug. It also works on the microbiome, and maybe that is part of the reason why it is helpful for blood sugar. They're not exactly sure how exactly it works to improve blood sugar and reduce insulin resistance. But generally, when it comes to berberine, I have patients take 500 or 1,000 milligrams twice a day. So you can get berberine formulations. My favorite is something called CM Core, which contains berberine, but also some grapeseed extract. It's a product that you get from Ortho Molecular. And while we're at it, I'll tell you how you can get some of these things. I mentioned products here, and sometimes it's a little obscure. You can get literally hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my full script dispensary, which is drhoffmanstore.com. And so go to drhoffmanstore.com, and you can search CM Core among the products there. That's a great berberine product. And I generally recommend one or two twice daily, or you could take one three times daily with meals. And that can be helpful for blood sugar. But did you have a question about bergamot, or was it about berberine?
No, it was about berberine. He is taking bergamot, which you were talking about earlier in the show. He wanted to know about berberine.
Okay, great.
How much you should take for the other.
Right. Bergamot. So, yeah, when it comes to bergamot versus berberine, I think bergamot has some claim to fame for blood sugar, but a little less so than berberine. I think berberine, I mean, they sound similar. It's like, tomatoes, tomatoes. But of the two, I think berberine is more plausible for addressing blood sugar. One of my favorite things for people with insulin resistance. So great that he's taking it. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. I really enjoy your programs.
My great pleasure. Thanks for listening. 877-726-825. We have another recorded call. I think it's about Plavix.
I had a question about having dizziness from taking Plavix, 75 milligrams once a day, or my head kind of feeling funny. And when I didn't take it for a couple of days, I felt better. So I have a question about that, or whether I should be on Eliquis, something different. Thank you.
Okay, that's a really interesting question. When it comes to side effects, there are two types of side effects. Side effects which are very predictable, like a lot of people have them, statins and muscle aches, maybe 5-10% or more people get muscle aches when they take statins. So when they complain of muscle aches, you don't ignore that. On the other hand, people will complain of things that are kind of offbeat, like taking Plavix, it's a blood thinner. Why would it cause dizziness? But what I tend to do is I tend to believe people when they tell me that they experience problems, and particularly when they have taken something that causes a problem, and then they stop and they re-challenge themselves, and then for good measure, they re-challenge themselves again. Like, unless it's a very serious side effect, like an anaphylactic reaction, it's safe to do so. And then you can establish whether, yeah, maybe it's a coincidence. You know, dizziness occurs from time to time on its own. But here's the thing. I actually looked that up. Plavix can cause dizziness, and I didn't know that. A significant number of people experience lightheadedness or dizziness from Plavix. It's not clear why. It's just a blood thinner. Why it should do that, not clear, but things have side effects. And so there are other types of blood thinners that are slightly different than Plavix. They have different names that are in the same category as Plavix. So why would people take Plavix? Plavix is a platelet inhibitor. It's kind of like a super aspirin to prevent blood clots. So the answer is, you know, go to your doctor, tell him that you're having this symptom, ask him, A, is it absolutely necessary that you take this medication? Because sometimes you take this medication just for like a little additional safety. You know, maybe, you know, you've had a TIA or a stroke, and, you know, that's something that you need to take. Or maybe you've had, you know, people who've had stents are often put on Plavix for long term to prevent blood clots. So under certain circumstances, it doesn't confer that much of an advantage. And the disadvantage of experiencing, you know, dizziness outweighs the slight benefit it might confer. But it may turn out that in your situation, you really, really, it's really important for you to take it. Then you take an alternative drug. And one of the alternatives, as you mentioned, is Eliquis. Eliquis is slightly different. It's a blood thinner, often used for atrial fibrillation. But it can be used, that or another similar blood thinner can be used. You know, and then, of course, there's good old-fashioned aspirin. But for some people, aspirin's poorly tolerated because of its GI effects, gastrointestinal problems. So, yeah, it, you know, I'm going to validate your complaint. It's not just an imaginary complaint. It's for real that Plavix can, in some cases, cause lightheadedness or dizziness. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. And now this, common food additives singled out for cardiovascular risk. Okay, we talk about a lot of things that can increase cardiovascular risk. We tend to focus on cholesterol, saturated fats. But here's an interesting one that I bet a lot of people haven't thought about. According to a big French study, it is called the Santé study. Big study about the effects of diet on a variety of disease outcomes. Various types of emulsifiers, widely used to keep oils and water mixed together and prolong the shelf life of processed foods. Yeah, earlier in the program, we were talking about UPFs, ultra-processed foods, were associated with higher risk of cardiovascular disease in the NutriNet Santé study. Say, researchers at the Université Sorbonne, which I attended briefly while in college, and the Université Paris. So after correction for various risk factors, you know, because like, I don't know, you could say that people who eat this stuff, maybe they don't exercise as much, maybe they smoke more, maybe they're fatter, etc. After correcting for various other risk factors, carboxymethylcellulose was associated with increased risk of cardiovascular disease. Now, what is that? Carboxymethylcellulose. It's also referred to as cellulose gum, and it's used frequently in ice cream and especially gluten-free and reduced-fat food products. Why? Because it gives them body. Okay, so you reduce the fat, fat gives things body, but then it's like a chiffon. It's too light, so you need to put in carboxymethyl cellulose. And the key here is it's cellulose. Cellulose is wood. And so it's an altered form of wood, which is essentially indigestible, but it adds body to foods. It's an emulsifier. Other things, monoglycerides and diglycerides, and check product labels, because very often you'll see in processed foods monoglycerides and diglycerides listed, were also associated with cardiovascular disease risk. These products are often used in breads. So, you know, bread products, I mean, healthy whole grain bread, gluten-free products. But check out the ingredient list. They say, we now know from studies in animals in the laboratory that some emulsifiers can change your microbiome and cause inflammation in the gut. When you develop leaky gut, endotoxins, internal toxins from the GI tract, can traverse the leaky gut, go into the systemic circulation, and cause inflammation in other parts of the body. So that may be at least part of the reason why processed foods as a whole have been linked to higher risks of obesity, cardiovascular disease, cancer, and now cognitive decline and mood problems, according to a study I shared with you in the beginning of the program. 877-726-8255. Watch out for emulsifiers. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver until now. Science behind CaloCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaloCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaloCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaloCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaloCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaloCurb.com. That's CaloCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaloCurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for CaloCurb. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for brain support, Brain Regain, Cogumin SLCP, and Magtine. This premium collection may support blood flow and neuronal membrane fluidity and facilitates intercellular communication. They may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive function and performance, mental acuity, learning, and memory, and may promote a relaxed mood. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I want to talk about one of the most common problems that women of reproductive age experience. It's called PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, and it's said to affect 7 to 10% of women of childbearing age. I think it's more. Some studies suggest that upwards of 20%, even up to 40% of women have this to some degree. It used to be defined strictly as you had to have cysts in your ovaries on imaging. So you could do an ultrasound and see cysts on the ovaries. But it's actually a metabolic condition which may be present even in the absence of cysts. Typically, women with this problem have irregular periods. They have a susceptibility to weight gain, sometimes inordinate carbohydrate cravings and elevated cholesterol with low HDL and high triglycerides, insulin resistance, even susceptibility to type 2 diabetes. They tend to have problems with weight, and they have too many androgens, which increases their susceptibility to hair thinning and hair loss, and acne and hair in all the wrong places. They sometimes have to use depilatories for facial and body hair or laser treatments, whatever. Diet can make a difference, according to the latest study. Women with PCOS on a keto diet could see improvements in fertility. It's hard for these women to get pregnant. And so they're often put on metformin, which is a diabetes drug, which I have no problem with. I have several of my patients with polycystic ovarian syndrome on metformin. If they tolerate it, it can help. And it also, interestingly, it increases the likelihood of successful conception. It can eliminate barriers to fertility. Just taking this medication, which has a metabolic effect, it's not a, you know, something that causes eggs to be more viable. It metabolic problems. So the researchers say we found an association with the ketogenic diet and an improvement in reproductive hormone levels, which influence fertility in women with PCOS. They say these findings have important clinical implications, especially for endocrinologists, gynecologists, and dietitians, who, in addition to medical treatment, should carefully plan and customize individual diet recommendations for women with PCOS. So low-carb diet, lower the better. Even a keto diet, virtually eliminating carbs, can be helpful. Along with that, we also like to use inositol, myo-inositol, and chiro-inositol are vitamins that have a very good effect on PCOS. And so they have to be taken in relatively high amounts. Often we prescribe them as powders, but these formulas can make a big difference. They can be combined with metformin. You get a double whammy there. And also another intriguing treatment for PCOS is N-acetylcysteine. And here's an article that suggests that N-acetylcysteine, which is an antioxidant, it's a precursor to glutathione, could reduce some complications caused by obesity as we age, in particular problems associated with the effects of insulin resistance on cell damage. So what they found is that the role of NAC in improving insulin secretion can be utilized to reduce fat tissue, improve damage to the arteries, and regulate inflammation. So there's a kind of a multi-pronged approach to PCOS, which involves metformin, a medication. I'm okay with that. Inositol, NAC, and a very low carbohydrate diet. These can make a difference. Increase fertility, reduces hair thinning and hair loss, reduce bodily hair, and help, of course, with weight loss, which is very hard for women with PCOS. That's one of the reasons why a lot of young women experience weight gain. 877-726-8255. Here's an item that is making the rounds because we wonder about the effect of mood on cancer. Is stress something that increases the risk of developing cancer, or if you have cancer, can it accelerate the progression of cancer? And this has been debated hotly, and a lot of people have said, yes, there is something called psychoneuroimmunology, which means the effect of the brain on the immune system and ultimately on conditions like cancer, autoimmune disease, infections, etc. It's called psychoneuroimmunology, abbreviated PNI. Other people say, look, it's bad enough having cancer. Then you put the onus on people. They're stressed out because they have cancer. Now you're making them think that because they have anxiety or stress, that they're going to die sooner. That's an inordinate burden to put on people who have cancer. But in a new study, Salk Institute scientists discovered a relationship between killer T cell exhaustion and the body's sympathetic stress response, that the fight or flight response in cancer. And what they're saying here is that an activation of the sympathetic nervous system, that's the fight or flight nervous system, lots of adrenaline, lots of cortisol, can have a negative effect on killer T-cell function. And what they're saying here, they don't make the connection between relaxation exercises, meditation, good talk therapy for people with challenging conditions like cancer. They do say that using beta blockers may be helpful as an adjunct to the treatment of cancer because it blocks that stress response. These are blockers of the sympathetic nervous system, and that these may help to unleash the cancer-fighting properties of killer T cells. So they're beginning to hone in on the actual basis for psychoneuroimmunology, the interaction between the brain and the immune system. Thank you very much for joining us. Our number for recording questions, 877-726-8255. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. You can follow our podcast on your favorite podcast app and get new episodes every weekday. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter for the latest health news. Subscribe to our newsletter, the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, for in-depth articles on the most relevant health stories. And check out The Hub for all things Intelligent Medicine, our website at drhoffman.com. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.